Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Creating a difficulty curve in a video game is no small feat. You have to introduce new challenges to the player that push them, but make them easy enough so that they can be overcome in time. And that's before you even account for what the player might have done through side quests and grinding to make their characters more powerful than the challenges that they're actually facing. And you know what? Some developers actively coded in countermeasures to stop players who tried to get ahead of the curve by implementing difficulty-altering mechanics that would be unlocked should the player try to rely on one strat or cheat things in their favour. It's a tactic that forces the player to shake up their game plan, to actively engage with the game, and to be honest, it's a nice way for the devs to say, I see you over there, naughty boy, stop it, naughty boy. So you know what? Let's take a look at the times where you thought that you'd game the system, but the developers were the one playing you. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 times you made a video game harder. Number 10. Power Leveling, Final Fantasy VIII. In most RPGs, you can get past a tough boss battle by simply spending an hour or two grinding a few levels, ensuring that when you return to the fight, you've got a ton more HP and attack power. But not in Final Fantasy VIII. Oh no, no, my friend. Because here, the enemies scale with you, meaning that if you jumped up in skill, so would they, making some boss battles insanely hard. And this was down to the fact that Final Fantasy VIII's enemies didn't scale one-to-one with players. Their stats, in fact, boost much faster, ultimately giving them a significant edge over players trying to rush their way to max level above anything else. As such, it's actually possible to beat the game at extremely low levels, and rather than investing all of your efforts into raking in EXP, you're better off focusing on the junction system, managing your GFs, and amassing stat-boosting weapons and equipment. Number 9. Equipping Charismatic Autobiography, Yakuza 0. Early on in Yakuza 0, it's possible to complete a side mission which rewards you with a mysterious item named Charismatic Autobiography. If you thoughtlessly equip this without actually reading its description, as many did, you'll find yourself suddenly facing a massive difficulty spike, as you now become a magnet for hugely overpowered enemies who try to kick your ass in the hopes of stealing that book. Thankfully, it can be remedied by simply unequipping the book, ensuring that the enemies return to more or less taking you on one at a time, but still, this one item mixed with a player who'd not paid full attention is an easy way to get that lovely white suit all covered in blood. Number 8. Making a black character, South Park the Fractured But Whole. Yes, you heard me right, trust a South Park game to go there. Shortly before the release of South Park the Fractured But Whole, its developers stated that the game's character creator featured a skin tone slider to select the desired difficulty, ranging from pale white being very easy to dark skinned very difficult. Ubisoft made it clear prior to the game's release that this actually had no effect on the difficulty of the game's combat, and ultimately it just seemed to be a bit of a joke. However, it does ultimately make the game tougher in a number of subtle ways. NPCs respond less favorably to the player character, and selecting a darker skin tone reportedly also affects the amount of money that players receive throughout the game. Despite the obviously satirical implication, the skin tone slider naturally stirred up a ton of controversy, but then again, this is par for the course for South Park and its creators. Number 7. Playing as Chris, Resident Evil. So as we all know, the original and deliciously good Resident Evil game allowed players to control one of two STARS team members, Chris Redfield or Jill Valentine. Now me, being a stupid kid at the time that I originally played this, chose Chris because he kind of looked like a rude dude with a certain tood. But what I'd not counted on was that in choosing this slab of blockily rendered meat, I'd inadvertently selected hard mode. Though Chris has marginally more health than Jill, his disadvantages are myriad. He has two less inventory slots than Jill, which is a nightmare for players unfamiliar with the item layout, and he doesn't have a lockpick, he doesn't start with a gun, and he doesn't have Barry Burton, of all people, showing up periodically to lend him a hand. Basically, what was already a nightmare is now that, but doubled. Jill also gets access to a much more favourable selection of weapons throughout the game, generally resulting in a more streamlined, less stressful experience. So if you're looking for an easier run, pick Jill and let Chris, I don't know, go bench press a hunter or something. Number 6. Taking no damage. Left 4 Dead. The Left 4 Dead games feature Valve's much ballyhooed director AI mechanic, which is pretty much a fancy term for adaptive difficulty, in that the game continually responds to how well or badly you're doing. Basically, the first-person zombie shooter internally scores the player on how well they survived the previous undead wave, and for players who maintained most of their health and spent little ammo, the director will ensure that the next wave is decidedly more intense. Similarly, those who are near death will get cut some slack the next time around. It's a brilliant way of keeping the party on their toes while at the same time making sure that you make it through most of the level even with an inexperienced team. Big plus. However, that does mean that if you're in the business of kicking ass with a strong team, then you're most likely to have an absolute slog ahead of you. Therefore, if you want a slightly easier time, be bad at the objective of the game. It's a strange world, isn't it? Number 5. Playing as Proto Man, Mega Man 9 and 10. Mega Man 9 introduced the ability for players to play through the entire game as Mega Man's older brother Proto Man, who, despite offering up a slide ability alongside his Proto Buster weapon, makes the game decidedly more challenging in a number of ways. First and foremost, Proto Man receives double damage from enemies and is knocked back twice as far as Mega Man when hit, and worse still, he can only fire two shots at once instead of Mega Man's three. This ensures that the already challenging game becomes an experience akin to trying to count ants in the dark using your tongue. It's painful and it's time-consuming. Still, what a cool idea to let players actually try this, right? Not the ants thing. Number 4. Fighting Ganon immediately. The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. One of the most startling things about The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild game is the fact that once you've gotten through the prologue sequence, the game literally throws up your ultimate objective right away, that being, destroy Ganon. Of course, Nintendo don't actually expect players to do it right away and miss out on dozens if not hundreds of hours of content, but for those brave or stupid enough, they could indeed run to Hyrule Castle and take on Ganon immediately, and try is definitely the operative word here. Aside from depriving yourself of the incredible overall experience, it naturally makes the final boss much more difficult, as you're going in with minimal heart containers, weapons, clothes, and other resources that would have otherwise been acquired over the course of a full playthrough. Number 3. Playing with a friend. The House of the Dead 3. As fun as light games might be solo, they're always more enjoyable with a friend, right? Well, you might want to holster that pistol, bud, because many of these games were actually designed with the arcade in mind rather than home console play, and therefore they're much more difficult the more players that are taking them on. In fact, teaming up might be the worst thing that you can do. Case in point, we have House of the Dead 3, which doesn't merely stop at doubling the number of zombies to compensate for the second player, but also doubles pretty much every other mechanical trick the game has to offer. For instance, the sloth-like boss known as the Fool has a swipe attack which requires 6 shots to negate when played solo, but this is doubled to 12 for multiplayer, and if your buddy isn't quite the quick draw that you are, it can result in some infuriating lost lives. It's still silly fun, of course, but if you're aiming to see the end credits as quickly as possible, well, it might be best to leave G-Man at home. Number 2. Headshots. Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain. So Metal Gear Solid 5's story may have proven to be massively divisive, but just about everybody agrees that the gameplay is second to none for this stealth action titan, and Hideo Kojima's eye for detail is more meticulous than it's ever been, resulting in a game that reacts to players' individual playstyle with disturbing fluidity. For example, we all love nailing those headshots and unexpecting enemies, but if you do that enough in Metal Gear Solid 5, you'll find that they start to wear helmets to prevent this, and if you then try to change things up by aiming for the body, they'll eventually stock up on body armor and shields, and even if you're stealthy, they'll find a way to change the game in that enemy fortresses start to have surveillance cameras, mines, and other tricks to try and catch you out, and guards will even start to ignore attempts at distractions. It's a fantastic way to shake up any player trying to rely too much on one trick and create some of the most fluid fighting in any action game. But you know what there's still no defense against? That bloody rocket fist. Take that, right up the chuff. And number 1, picking the blue artifact. Eternal Darkness: Sanity's Requiem. Near the start of the GameCube's cult classic psychological horror game Eternal Darkness, the player is given the option to choose one of three color-coded artifacts, green, red, or blue. And whichever artifact you pick ultimately has a major impact on how the game plays out, though the player is given only vague hints about what each color actually does. As it turns out, players who pick the blue artifact will face the most difficult iteration of the game, focused this time round on magic and specifically enemies, which explode, causing massive damage in the process. Oh good, because things weren't challenging enough, right? The green artifact is generally accepted to be the easiest with its more pared down approach to combat, but if you fancy it, then blue is really only recommended for players who have at least beaten the game once already. And if you choose that, good luck, my friend.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.